بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أوصاني خليلي صلى الله عليه وسلم بثلاث On the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه who said My beloved friend, I the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم He advised me with three matters صيام ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر To fast 3 days in every month. وَرَكْعَةِ الضُّحَى And to pray 2 rak'at of الضُّحَى وَأَنْ أُوتِرَ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَنَامُ And that I should pray the witr prayer before I go to sleep. And this hadith has been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So in this hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu an, he mentions the advice of his beloved friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with 3 great acts of worship. And these 3 types of ibadat, all of them are sunnah or mustahab, meaning they are not an obligation, but they are something which are highly recommended. The first of them, بِصِيَامِ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ كُلِّ شَهْرٍ He advised Abu Huraira radiallahu an that he should fast 3 days in every month. And these 3 days, can be any 3 days in the month, in addition to the other nafl fasting. They can be at the beginning of the month, or the middle of the month, or the end of the month. And these 3 days can either be consecutive, or they can be broken up. And the best of the 3 days to fast consecutively in the month are known as Ayyamul Bidh. And these are the 3 days of the full moon, when the Islamic month has a full moon. And they are the 13th and the 14th and the 15th of every month. And today, it's the 13th already. So whoever wanted to fast the 3 days of the full moon, Ayyamul Bidh, today was already the 13th day. Otherwise, a person can fast any 3 days throughout the month. And the reward of fasting 3 days in the month is as if you have fasted the whole year. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He multiplies a good deed by 10. And so if a person fasts 3 days in the month, it's as if he has fasted 30 days, i.e. the whole month. And then if he does that every month, then he gets the reward for fasting the whole year. The second of the mustahabbat, or the recommended acts of ibadah, rak'atay al-duha. To pray 2 rak'at of al-duha. And al-duha is late morning and early afternoon, meaning the time for duha begins when the sun has risen above the horizon by the distance of a spear. So it's well risen over the horizon. That is called al-duha. And it can either be prayed 2 rak'at up to 8 rak'at. Either 2 or all the way up to 8 in units of 2. وَأَنْ أُوتِرَ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَنَامُ And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised him that he should perform the witr prayer before he goes to sleep. So the most virtuous time to pray the witr prayer is after sleeping and waking up just before the fajr prayer has started. However, for a person who fears that they will not wake up before fajr, then it's better for them to pray before they sleep. So perhaps the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, due to his seeking of knowledge and his memorization of hadith, that it would be better for him to pray the witr before he sleeps. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم